And joining me on KRDO's Afternoon Newsline, Kate Aviv, Community Relations Specialist at the Humane Society of the Pikes Peak Region. Justin with Rock and Roll Music Bed for the wonderful Ceci and Roxy today. Wow, we're going off the... We're kind of taking a left here, aren't we, Kate?
We sure are. Today we have two of the world's cutest guinea pigs.
We sure do. You don't, wow. Are they twins? Well, almost twins, aren't they?
Yeah, they look like twins. They definitely are siblings, and they are a bonded pair. So if you adopt one, you have to adopt the other because we don't want them to be separated. They would be very sad.
Oh, yeah, that would not be good at all. And, you know, never a shortage of some wonderful surprise to come out of the Pueblo Humane Society. Certainly, Ceci and Roxy are two of those that meet that criteria very, very well. How old are these two little guys?
They are about 5 months old, and they are really sweet. They're a little shy at first, but once you get to know them, they come up to you, will take treats right out of your hand, and they like to kind of roll in their ball and snuggle in the crevice of your arms, too.
Now, I forgot to ask, Ceci and Roxy, they both sound like they're little girls.
Yes, they're both girls. We do not provide the spay and neuters on guinea pigs because of their size. So we make sure that they are adopted out with their same gender so that, you know, pet owners don't have to worry about lots of little guinea pigs running around.
You know, our family was a hamster family, and I knew a couple of guinea pig families. So without that kind of familiarity, how easy are these wonderful little creatures to take care of?
They're quite easy. You do have to clean their cage about once a week, but other than that, they like to roll in their ball, eat treats, and they can play with you as well. They are less likely to bite than a hamster, I would say, just in my experience owning both. But guinea pigs overall are larger, easier to hold on to, and a lot of fun.
So they grow personalities, they get to know you, they become familiar, and do people train them?
You can in some ways. I knew someone who had their guinea pig that would walk on a harness, which I thought was very funny. so it's definitely possible, but they're more likely to just kind of hang out with you, be really social, and just chill in their cage whenever they're not with you. But they do this really cool thing where they squeak and squeal when they get really excited about something and make some all kinds of noise, and it's really adorable.
Oh, very fun. So the trick with them is to have those balls that you can put them inside of, and they can wander very safely wherever they want to go.
Yes, because they are smaller animals. You don't want them kind of getting lost in your home. So the balls really help, and they can roll around in them, get their exercise, get their mental stimulation, and have a lot of fun.
They like veggies too, which is really pretty easy, and they like to snuggle. That's wow, personable little creatures. I wanted to say people, but almost, not quite, still a guinea pig, but still lots of fun. Sound kind of low maintenance, which is a really good thing. So it's my guess you'll find home for these two critters pretty quick.
That's definitely our hope, and it's only $25 to adopt both of them together, so that's for including both of them. And so, you know, if you would like to do that, we have moved to appointment-only adoptions. So if you'd like to set up an appointment to visit with them, you can go to hsppr.org/adopt, and their picture will be there as well.
Oh, perfect. Okay, so you make an appointment, and you head about 30 or 40 minutes south of Colorado Springs. It's Eagle Ridge, super easy street to find. It's on the very north end of town. Hang a right off the highway. If you're headed south, go a couple of blocks, and there Ceci and Roxy will be waiting for you if you have set up that appointment. Kate, looking forward to talking with you next week. How are things going at the Humane Society in general right now?
Things are going really well. On Friday, we celebrated our empty cat kennels because we had adopted out every cat in our available cat in our building. Of course, we have new available cats coming available for adoption every single day, but it was a really exciting moment for us.
Oh, I quite imagine it was, and I did see some of the social posts on that. You were all looking very, very happy about that. So the community continues to have that invitation to support the Humane Society. Donate if you can, because this whole coronavirus thing's been a little tough on the Humane Society's budget, and so you can do that. You can support by adopting animals. And Kate, there's one other thing that you always like to add about people who have animals in a time like this for the Humane Society.
Oh, yes. If you have animals that you need to, that you might not be able to keep in your home, we ask that you do keep them in your home just for right now, or if you find a stray animal and it's safe to be in your home, to keep it in your home for the moment, because the less animals that we have in our shelter, the fewer that we need to care for in the event that staff become quarantined or ill.
Right, and we need the Humane Society to be around for us. So that's one of the ways we in the community can help, in addition to adopting and donating at hsppr.org. Kate, we'll see you next week right here, Tuesday afternoon at 4:35. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. I look forward to it.